Hello, everyone. This is Trey Patterson. I just want to welcome you to Padlock's Behind the Brand podcast. This is a project that we're really excited about to deliver you a monthly content. I know we've done some podcasts in the past for ranch updates, but this is a new project that we're initiating called Behind the Brand to deliver content monthly for Scott family members and directors. We'll be giving you ranch updates, education through this podcast, and interviews that gives insight into our business and the legacy of this great ranch. This will serve as the ranch update in some months, but we still plan on providing more detailed written reports at least quarterly or as needed to the board in addition to this monthly podcast. So I really hope you enjoy it. And really our theme today will be to give you an update of where the ranch is as we go into the beautiful spring month of May. We're sitting here in late April right now, and I tell you what, it's been a really nice spring. We've got a little moisture. The ranch is, I think, a little bit dry yet. You know, we're still listed on the drought monitor as having some drought, and it's been interesting to watch as we've had these precipitation events to see how quick that moisture has soaked into the ground. You know, last fall was pretty brutal as we watched the side of the mountain burn off here above Dayton. It was so hot and dry. And we had decent moisture over the winter and decent moisture this spring, but we've got more forecast. I think all in all, we're setting pretty good. One thing I wanted to just mention is the wild ride this cattle market has been. You know, this is our busy marketing season. You know, we calve in May and June and wean calves in the fall. And then we market quite a few cattle in the spring of the year, really in March, April, and May. And the cattle market has been incredibly strong and did experience some significant noise with the tariff announcement that happened in early April. That announcement in a few days took $15 a hundredweight off the futures market. That's a big deal. On an 850-pound steer, that's $128 a head. And so it was significant. But interestingly, it has bounced back now. It's back to where it was prior to that tariff announcement. And all in all, the market has just been really bullish over the course of the last year. The supply and demand fundamentals have promoted a very strong market. It was the managed money in the markets when that announcement came that really caused a mass liquidation and a drop. But it's been interesting to see that the market has built back really strong. I don't think this volatility is over, though. You know, you look at the trade war with China, not a huge deal in itself, but significant. In 2024, China accounted for 14% of our export volume and about 15% of our export value. So it is significant. You might say, well, if a country as large as China, it's surprising that it wasn't larger than that to begin with. I think a part of that was because of the trade barriers and the tariffs already in place on our products from China. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Probably have some negativity towards the markets in the short term, and we'll just have to wait and see how this gets resolved in the long term. We're optimistic that we could come out the other end of this better. You know, I think about the resiliency of our beef markets. You remember back what happened in the pandemic in 2020, and restaurants and were shutting down, and it just looked like it was dire. The industry had to retool basically for more retail and less HRI trade, and we just got through that. And so we have a product that people want. It's in high demand. The quality is high. So I'm really optimistic about the market, you know, long term, where this is going to go. But I do think that the risks are going to be high, and there's going to be a lot of noise in it. And so we're used to that. We'll just have to manage that as we go through this. You know, our spring marketings, which would be the cattle that we had going into the year, is about 7,000 head of yearlings. And you say, well, didn't you wean more than that? Yeah, we did. But you got to remember, we keep a couple thousand replacement heifers, a little more than that. We keep some replacement bulls. We turn some steers out to grass. We hold some cattle back and put them on feed on a finishing ration to make finished cattle that are sold later in the fall. And so of about 7,000 head that we have to market in the spring of 25, 84% of those are sold to date. That leaves us with about 1,093 to sell yet this spring. I think we're going to be in good shape on those. In addition to those, we'll have about 1,050 finished cattle that will go out in the fall of 25, so September, October, and November, and about 690 yearlings to market in the fall of the year as well. Some of those are some steers that we're turning out on grass. Some are will be open replacement heifers. A lot of times we put those open replacement heifers on feed and feed those into the first quarter of the following year, which we have done in the past, and we did this last year. We put 400 on feed last fall. We've marketed 362 head to date, so we're just about done with that. And what's amazing to me is on the 362 fed cattle that we've marketed out of feedlots in Nebraska, they've averaged $3,152 a head. That's just record prices, folks, and it's really interesting to see. Certainly, there were some costs in there, and we'll be generating our closeouts as we finish this up. But it's been pretty fun to take this ride. Think of this ranching as a roller coaster, and this has been kind of fun going down with your arms up and you're screaming, because it's been kind of crazy to see what these markets have done. To date, we've shipped 1,798 steers. They weighed 866 pounds and brought $2,320 per head on average. We've also got all of our cows sold. So every year we have a set of cull cows that are old bred cows, or cows that are bred behind our season, or they're open, or they're just not a good breeding cow anymore. So they're sold to basically go into the food chain. So we've sold 1,589 cows, which is all the cows we'll sell this spring, and they've brought $2,229 a head. And so just rolling through our marketing plan, we've got some more work to do. We'll have some more work to do as we get into the summer months and get ready to start marketing these cattle that'll go out in the fall of the year. So we'll keep you updated on that as we go through that. Really busy time of year, you know, like most times of the year here on the ranch. But right now, our cowboy crews are getting cows turned out to spring pastures, getting the grazing plan set up, making sure we're ready for calving. And calving for us is all on green grass, so it's not a huge event, but it takes a little more time moving baby pairs and getting those rotational grazing plans implemented as we go into this part of the spring. But an exciting time. It's nice to get the cows that have been on feed off of feed. We had over 4,300 cows at the Forks that wintered out all year, did not receive any hay at all, and those cows are being moved to the locations they'll calve in. And so just getting all that set up. The farming crew's getting going as well. We're getting fertilizer out that we got a little bit out last fall, but not much, just given some of the calamities that we had. And getting fertilizer out and getting some crops planted. We've got started planting on hay barley. We'll get some hay in the ground, and then we'll be into corn as we get a little later into May. Irrigation water looks pretty good right now. Our storage reservoirs, you know, we got two of them, the 5 Mile and the Wagner. The 5 Mile is full and the Wagner is filling rapidly, and so we expect those to fill. There's not going to be any water calls this year, we're told, from Montana. The Tongue River Reservoir is expected to fill, so we expect to have a good start to the irrigation season. And as usual, just keep praying for some additional rain and moisture to keep this range grass moving forward and get these crops watered up so we don't have to tap into that stored water too early. But we'll see what plays out here. There's certainly some changes in the weather pattern coming forward. And I think there's going to be some dry areas of the U.S. is what they're predicting this coming summer. And we're just kind of right on the edge. We could be in that dry area, or we could be right out of it. So I think that'll be interesting to watch, and we'll be prepared to respond as we need to. We've got alternative plans in place if we need to respond to dry conditions. I sure do hope we don't have a fire year like we did last year, but if we do, we will get through it just like we always do. So right now, we're just going to try to roll with as much optimism as we can. We're also busy with some projects right now. One of the things we're doing this year is putting in a brand new pivot in an area where we've not had a pivot before. It's over on our home field, which is off of Highway 14, right next to the headquarters. That pivot has now been delivered. As soon as we get some windows of time here where crews can get in and get the electric lines and installed and the water hooked up, I will get that pivot put up and be ready to water. That's a really interesting project because it replaces about 5 side rolls. And the side rolls are those small sprinklers that are on wheels that take a lot of labor to move. And one of the things that we really think is the labor situation is not going to get any better. And so we're really investing into our future and trying to just get ourselves ready for the labor market getting tighter. And this will also increase our efficiency as well. So you will see a new pivot come up by the ranch that you've not seen before. We're also replacing an old pivot up on our hilltop area above the feedlot and a pivot we call P4. And so that's one that's got a lot of age on it. And just continue to replace some of that old infrastructure as we have in recent years. And we also have crews working on installing some new outbuildings. It was part of our capital budget at the Bar V and at the 5 Mile camps just to replace some old buildings that were falling down. And boy, if you were out here today, the yard here between the headquarters and Pills is partially dug up because we are having to replace the sewer lines coming out of the cabin and out of Pills' house. Just had continued issues with those and decided it was just time that we get that fixed and get it fixed right. And so the timing's good on that. They're not making too much of a mess, and we'll get that covered up and get some grass grown back on there. And you might see some scars there for a short period of time until we can get that reclaimed. But should be a nice improvement and make the functionality of those two family buildings much better, I would hope. And so I think some other things that you might be looking forward to, hopefully here last week you saw in your inbox a Padlock newsletter. We're going to be delivering that monthly as well. It'll be staggered from this podcast series and just give you some quick updates and tidbits about what's going on with the ranch. And then we also intend to deliver quarterly a Padlock Learning Academy webinar just to provide some educational content on the ranch and what's going on. So lots of new exciting things. We're looking forward to a really great summer. And I hope you enjoy some of the new content that we're going to be putting out for you in terms of the Behind the Brand podcast and the newsletter and the Padlock Learning Academy. But I don't think those can replace a visit to the ranch. And so for you family members that have an opportunity to schedule a time to come out and enjoy the ranch, we would really love to be able to make some time to spend with you if we can, share what we can, and just engage with you at whatever level we can on those situations, because I think that's really important. So look forward to that, and we'll keep you updated on events and things that are happening as we go through the summer here through these various medians, and look forward to having you out. We're looking forward to a great 2025, and I hope you have a wonderful end to the good month of April. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.